This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, it's Friday. You know what that means. We are going to tackle your questions on any subject this hour with a little Ask Frank Anything. So whatever you have questions about, now is the time to ask them. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 800-848-9222. Bring it on. Let me have it. Interesting questions, creative questions. We'll pick a prize for the best question. Just dial 800-848-9222. I want to begin by wishing a very happy birthday to our morning man, my friend, a real radio professional, one of the most interesting and colorful characters, and I'm not just talking about his tan, that I've ever met, and that is Sidney Ferris Rosenberg. Sid Rosenberg is celebrating his birthday today. Now, I've known Sid for many years, and I've known of Sid for literally decades, but I have to tell you, since I've been back at WABC over these last 4 years, to have the opportunity to not only work with Sid, but observe him up close, it's given me a whole new appreciation for his skills as a radio talk show host and really the kind of person that he is. As far as being a radio professional, I really don't know that the audience fully appreciates how lucky they are to have someone that's a five-tool talent like Sid is. The guy is a brilliant monologuist. He could get on a rant about the Middle East, about the designated hitter rule, or about Sunday parking meters, and he finds a way to make it all interesting, informative, and passionate. And believe it or not, most of the guys that are on the radio don't have Sid's ability to do that, to paint pictures with words, theater of the mind, as it were. But also, the fact that he's been able to get some of the biggest names in all of News Talk as regular guests on his show is a testament to the incredible audience that he's built and the unique manner in which he conducts an interview. Additionally, as far as being a storyteller on the radio, there's simply nobody better. Nobody better. But aside from all that, the thing that strikes me most about Sid is the 5 or 6 minutes a day that we get to spend with one another when he talks about his family, when he talks about his friends, when he talks about his upbringing, when he talks about the things that are important to him. And if you think that Sid is intelligent and humorous on the radio, I have to tell you, he's even more so off air. So he's a wonderful guy, even though he may drive us all crazy from time to time. And the one problem that I will say that I hope Sid is able to rectify going forward is, for some reason, he's just so incredibly lacking in self-confidence. Hopefully, that's something he gets over soon. Happy birthday, my friend. I love you.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, the more we learn about congestion pricing, which is getting ready to hit us in just a couple of months, the more it stinks. I really was blown away. I had to double check this after I read it in The Gothamist to make sure that it was accurate. And sure enough, I did read that it was accurate. And this goes to show you how stupid this entire plan is. So there's a lot of uncertainty about who's going to get whacked with this $15 fee. Or if you work overnights like I do, it'll be a little bit less. A driver on the Brooklyn Bridge taking the northbound exit for the FDR Drive will not be tolled because the ramp doesn't touch down on any city street. Okay, that makes sense. Strikes me as very reasonable. But listen to this. A driver on the Brooklyn Bridge taking the southbound exit for the FDR Drive will be told because that route travels on a city street for about 80 feet before entering the FDR Drive. This seems totally ridiculous. Now, I understand, and my brother Alexander is one of the biggest defenders of congestion pricing there is, and we had a whole discussion on the group text that we're on about this, but he said that the idea is to keep vehicles off of Manhattan streets, though. As a practical matter, is the 80 feet that they're on a Manhattan street really going to make a difference? This is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. I am praying that either the lawsuit that's been filed by Vito Fisella and the NAACP, along with the teachers union, will be successful, or the one that was filed in New Jersey by the governor and Josh Gottheimer will be successful. By the way, the head of the MTA, John Oliber, was saying, oh, don't worry, New Jersey is going to get a little slice of the congestion pricing pie.
The way that all of this is determined is allocations by the number of people who are in areas that are impacted by additional truck traffic, and New Jersey will get its share exactly on the arithmetic.
What a joke. I am not looking forward to the implementation of congestion pricing, not at all.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77
Local Spotlight.
Well, it looks like New Yorkers may soon win their right to party, or at least to part why. We've been talking to you a little bit about the proposal to allow New Yorkers to get to-go drinks from bars and restaurants, something that was experimented with during the lockdowns but has not been part of the regular law since then. And a lot of restaurants say this is very helpful. Obviously, you might imagine the liquor store owners are not at all happy about this. So this has been a bone of contention for the last few years now. And it looks like now that New York is close to a budget, we should have a final agreement in the next day or two. In part Y of the budget, they are including the to-go drink extension. And obviously, the way the budget is, this is how we got the Mario Cuomo Bridge. This is how we got bail reform. This is how we've gotten just about every substantive piece of public policy change over the last 15 years. If it's in the budget, that means it's going to be passed. So the interesting thing is this is potentially a game changer for bars and restaurants in New York State. But it's also interesting in that it was in part Y of the budget. Part Y, P-A-R-T-Y. I mean, what are the chances of that? That of all the parts of the budget it would be in, it's part Y, and here it is. The other thing that is in the budget, at least for now, is extension of mayoral control of public schools in New York City for another couple of years. This is something that Mayor Eric Adams has been fighting for, and it's something, much like, honestly, almost everything else that's in the budget that's not directly a budgetary item, I believe that the legislature should evaluate on its own and vote for on its own. Because when you put all this stuff in the budget, the legislators can just hide behind the budget. Hey, why'd you vote for bail reform? Well, I couldn't vote against it. It was in the budget. Why'd you vote to rename the Tappan Zee Bridge? Well, couldn't vote against it. I would have had to vote against the whole budget. They throw all this garbage in there so that if you want any of the stuff that's in there that might be beneficial to your constituents or might be stuff that you agree with, you have to vote on the whole kit and caboodle. So it looks like the mayor's going to get mayoral control of public schools for another couple of years. I'm not necessarily against that. I just wish there were hearings and debates focused specifically on that rather than cramming it into the state budget.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
I've been railing against some of these protesters that are shutting down bridges or otherwise putting people in danger by doing things like shutting down airports. Yesterday, we saw a relatively innocuous protest, which I don't think is anywhere near the magnitude of what we've been describing. And we saw the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, speaking at ABNY. It's basically a business group. And there were a bunch of climate activists who stormed the stage while Adams was speaking. And this is what it sounded like.
We have to talk.
They were charged with forgery as well as trespassing and disorderly conduct for printing up fake name tags to access the event. The protesters, organized by the group Planet Over Profit, complained they were overcharged just because they targeted Adams. New School graduate students told Politico New York they and two others were arrested and held in custody overnight for about 26 hours, while protesters are typically released with just a desk appearance ticket. Their lawyer, my friend Ron Kuby, said calling this forgery expands that crime into areas where it has never been applied. My clients did not obtain any gain and are wildly overcharged by a thin-skinned mayor and an embarrassed security detail. I agree. Look, I'm all for them being charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct, but really, forgery? Forgery is for someone that forges a signature, someone that submits a fake document in order to be paid. But to say that people that print a fake name tag in order to get into an event to protest are committing forgery? It's ridiculous. Just charge them with disorderly conduct and trespassing. Boom. That's it. This is one area where I think the protesters might be right. I think they were overcharged.
Beam me up!
To be continued.